I'm forgiven, because you were forsaken. I'm accepted, you were condemned. I'm alive and well, your Spirit is within me, because you died and rose again. I'm forgiven, because you were forsaken. I'm accepted, you were condemned. I'm alive and well, your Spirit is within me, because you died and rose again. Amazing love, how can it be that you, my King, would die for me? Amazing love, I know it's true. It's my joy to honor you. Amazing love, how can it be that you, my King, would die for me? Amazing love, I know it's true. It's my joy to honor you when all I do. I'm forgiven, because you were forsaken. I'm accepted, you were condemned. I'm alive and well, your Spirit is within me, because you died and rose again. Amazing love, how can it be that you, my King, would die for me? Amazing love, I know it's true. It's my joy to honor you. Amazing love, how can it be that you, my King, would die for me? Amazing love, I know it's true. It's my joy to honor you and all I do. I'm forgiven, because you were forsaken. I'm accepted, you're condemned. I'm alive and well, your Spirit is within me, because you died and rose again. Amazing love, how can it be that you, my King, would die for me? Amazing love, I know it's true. It's my joy to honor you. Amazing love, how can it be that you, my King, would die for me? Amazing love, I know it's true. It's my joy to honor you and all I do. I honor you. Hallelujah. 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 Lord, I love you. 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 Lord, I praise you. Lord, I praise you. Lord, praise you. Lord, I praise you. Hallelujah, praise the Lamb. Hallelujah, praise the Lamb. I will sing His praise again. Hallelujah, praise the Lamb. Hallelujah, praise the Lamb. Hallelujah, praise the Lamb. I will sing His praise again. Hallelujah, praise the Lamb. Hallelujah, praise the Lamb. Hallelujah, praise the Lamb. I will sing His praise again. Hallelujah, praise the Lamb. Hallelujah, praise the Lamb. Hallelujah, praise the Lamb. I will sing His praise again. Praise the Lamb. He's the only reason I live, but oh, what a reason. He's the only reason I live, but oh, what a reason. There's nothing in this world worth living for. It only leaves you empty and longing for more. He's the only reason I live, but oh, what a reason. He's the only reason I live, but oh, what a reason. He's the only reason I live, but oh, what a reason. There's nothing in this world worth living for. It only leaves you empty and longing for more. Oh, He's the only reason I live, but oh, what a reason. He's the only reason I live, but oh, what a reason. He's the only reason I live, but oh, what a reason. There's nothing in this world worth living for. It only leaves you empty and longing for more. He's the only reason I live, but oh, what a reason. I've been up on the mountain with Jesus. I've been down in the valley so low. But if ever a time He deserts me, where with my troubles I go? So please let me walk with you, Jesus. Don't ever leave me alone. For without you, Lord, I could never, no, never make heaven my home. You found me when no one could help me. You found me when I was so low. You found me when no one could save me, and I did not know what to do. So please let me walk with you, Jesus. Don't ever leave me alone. this old world. If I had all that money could buy, if I had not the love of my Savior, I would rather be dead than alive. So please let me walk with you, Jesus. Don't ever leave me alone. For without you, Lord, I could never, no, never make heaven my home. Cause I've been up on the mountain with Jesus. I've been down in the valley so low. And if ever a time he deserts me, where with my troubles I'd go? So please let me walk with you, Jesus. Don't ever leave me alone. For without you, Lord, I could never, no, never make heaven my home. Yeah, it wasn't until I disconnected myself from all these religions.
Mm-hmm.
The last one was Grace and Truth. That was about the worst one. Completely isolate yourself from all these religionists out here. Then you'll be free.
Mm-hmm.
Because they're just using you.
That's right.
They use you as merchandise.
Mm-hmm.
You're like a bunch of vultures. They want your, mm-hmm. they want your 10%.
Mm-hmm. You have to perform for them.
That's exactly what the Bible says. You'll find out. The Bible runs true to form. It's just exactly what it says. In the last days, they'll make merchandise out of you. They'll use you for their own gain and gore, just to fit up their program, just to fill their ego.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm out of there, these clutches. Completely. We're free to be about the Lord's business.
Mm-hmm.
We're free to serve Him now in spirit and truth. The reason we're doing this here is we got nothing to gain by it except serving the Lord, you know.
Mm-hmm.
When you serve the Lord, there's no gain, there's no advantage, because He is your gain, He is your advantage, He's your everything, He's your satisfaction, He's everything that you need. As long as you can disconnect yourself from these religionists.
Mm-hmm.
But they just use you, whether you're in a compound, whether you're in a church system, everywhere you go, they want to use you to fill up their coffers and to build up their ego.
Mm-hmm.
We don't need nobody. We just put it out there for people because that's a decent thing to do. You know, Solomon at the end of his journey when he's tried everything under the sun and his horses and his everything he had, his women and wine, women and song, at the end of it all, there's only one thing for man to do. It's just do it. It's just serve the Lord. It's exactly
mm-hmm.
what you and I are doing here. We're about the Lord's business, and we got no strings attached.
Right.
We don't expect nothing from nobody. We don't take nobody's money. And if they want to send us money, we send it back, because we don't want no... The Lord supplies all our needs according to His riches and glory.
Mm-hmm.
He gives us a lot more than we can even expect. If we would have tried to engineer our lives, and we would have never come up with the things that He's given us.
Mm-hmm.
Free of charge. You got exactly what it says. He'll supply all your needs according to His riches and glory. We don't need nobody's money. And we're not doing this to make a name for ourselves. We're just doing what every human being in the world ought to do. Get up in the morning and pray and then sing in some songs and give praises to the Lord. That's what that little wren does out there and that robin and that little bird does that. How much more should we?
Mm-hmm.
They don't have an enemy like we do. We got the devil around us 24/7. That's why we got to be on the ball. So we can stay away from that tug. 'Tis so sweet to trust in Jesus, just to take Him at His word, just to rest upon His promise, just to know thus saith the Lord, Jesus. trust in. How I prove the more and more. Jesus, Jesus, precious Jesus. Oh, for grace to trust Him more. Oh, how sweet to trust in Jesus. Just to trust His cleansing blood. Just in simple faith to plunge me. Need the healing, cleansing flood. Jesus, Jesus, how I trust You. How I prove the more and more. Jesus, Jesus, precious Jesus. Oh, for grace to trust Him more. Yes, it's sweet to trust in Jesus. Just from sin and self to cease. Just from Jesus simply taking life and
rest and joy and peace.
Jesus, Jesus, how I trust and how I run more and more. Jesus, Jesus, precious Jesus. Oh, for grace to trust Him more. I'm so glad I learned to trust Thee. Precious Jesus, Savior, friend. And I know that Thou art with me. Will be with me to the end. Jesus, Jesus, how I trust Him. How I prove Him more and more. Jesus, Jesus, precious Jesus. Oh, for grace to trust Him more. 'Tis so sweet to trust in Jesus. Just to take Him at His word. Just to rest upon His promise. Just to know Thus saith the Lord. Jesus, Jesus, how I trust Him. How I prove and o'er and o'er. Jesus, Jesus, precious Jesus. Oh, for grace to trust Him more. How great it is to serve a living God. Who knows each breath I take and every path I trod. How great it is to serve a God that's real. Who needs my every tear and He knows just how I feel. How great it is to serve a living God. Who knows each breath I take and every path I trod. How great it is to serve a God that's real. Who sees my every tear and He knows just how I feel. How great it is to serve the living God. Who knows each breath I take and every step I take. How great it is to serve a God that's real. Who knows your every tear and He knows just how I feel. Mine eyes have seen the glory of the coming of the Lord. He is yielding out His vintage from the grapes of greatest joy. He is Ruth the faithful of a terrible sword. His truth is marching on. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. His truth is my. marching on. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. His truth is marching on. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. His truth is marching on.
I want to talk today about everything. Everything, and behind everything is a spirit. Everything is driven by a spirit. It's either the spirit of the Word of God, or the other side is the spirit of Satan, the natural spirit. Everything. That's why when we keep addressing these people, yeah, we put a name to it, but behind these people is a spirit. Mm-hmm. We're trying to address that spirit. And people get turned off on us because we're so blunt. But it's really that when you analyze everything, behind it is that religious spirit. It's a religious spirit, and it's got people deceived because they think it's the only life they know. That behind it is deception. We call them tugs because we're addressing that spirit as the tug. Mm-hmm. We're calling them zealots because it's the spirit of that religious spirit. We're calling them scorpions because they have the same makeup as a scorpion. A scorpion is out to kill you, to steal you, to destroy you. That's the nature of a scorpion. And that's what these people do in these religious compounds. That's all they, when they get up in the morning, there's on behind it, there's only one ambition, and behind it is the spirit of Satan. And when we call them out, and we even sometimes mention their names, but it's really what we're addressing, it's the spirit of the thing. Everything is driven by a spirit. And here in these closing days of time, Satan has infiltrated every aspect of society. And we keep telling people, if you cannot accept the fact that God sent the prophet here in the church, it's our anchor. It's the only thing that we have to stabilize us, because we keep saying it over and over again. If you want to stay on track, and if you want to have eternal life, you need to do exactly what Jesus said, the spirit of truth. He said, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. And he said, this is going to be eternal life. When I go out of here, I'm over, and my job is down here on earth, but I'm going up, and I'll be high priest for 2,000 years, but I'm going to have the program will continue. I'm going to send 7 angels that have been tried and tested back in the prehistoric hour, and they have a position. And I'm going to send these 7 angels that have been tried and true and tested, and you can trust them, and they're going to find the vocal cord of each church age messenger. 7 church ages, and behind it, the only thing you can trust in these closing days is what Jesus said, this is going to be eternal life, that they believe of them whom I will send. And here, anything that brings anybody that brings a different gospel here in the church age of the Laodicea, it's not fit for doctrine. It is just what that preacher will do, no matter how good his intentions are. He's going to send you out to hell and death, because we know what eternal life is. Eternal life is in these 7 angels that God sent, and here into church age of Laodicea, he sent that 7 angel, the most powerful of all of them. That's a special angel that he knew he's going to have to send for the church age of Laodicea. And that angel, he linked up with the vocal cord of Brother Ben. And if you don't bring that with you, we got nothing for you. That's the only message that we have here in these closing days of time. And we're just trying to make it easy for people that are out there searching. Every human being on the face of this earth is exactly what we're putting out here on a day-to-day basis. It's exactly that message about that prophet. It's all hinges on, behold, I'll send you Elijah the prophet before the dreadful day of the Lord. That day is just up the road, and back in the 60s and 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s, for 40 years, the man preachers heard out of them, and then that angel, he kept on going. When he went off the scene in 65, that angel didn't go off the scene. That angel is still around here today because his job isn't finished yet. He's going to be here until the rapture. And to you and I, the rapture, it's not such a big deal, the rapture. We're just walking from day to day as the Lord leads. So when the rapture will be, it'll just be another walk in the park, you know, for you and I. It's not everybody you talk to, oh, rapture, rapture, rapture. Well, yeah, but they don't want to walk with the Lord. They don't even know that if you can't accept the fact that God sent the prophet, you cannot be a part of the rapture. You'll be just like everybody else going out to hell and death, and you don't even know it because Satan got the masses so deceived and because they don't want to be led by the Spirit of the living God. It took us a lifetime to find what we're saying here today. We didn't just bump into it. We were searching. All our lives we were searching like everybody else is out there searching, but then and then we introduced it to them, and then they decided they don't want it. They want this soft, charismatic Christianity where you don't have to do nothing about your salvation. You got to seek your own salvation with fear and trembling. So when we address, when we talk so rough and so plain, we're addressing that spirit that's trying to drive it, that deceptive spirit, and he's got a lot of trickery that a lot of them that he hasn't even used here in his end time. Deceiving spirits, doctrines and devils and everything that's involved. What the devil does, he's got all his forces now here tied up to deceive the masses. And he's very successful at it because he's been at it for thousands of years. Mm-hmm. And he knows exactly what to do and how to trick people with his trickery, with his like a bunch of magicians, you know. Mm-hmm. And we're just trying our level best to do whatever every human being's duty is. Get up in the morning and pray in the day so you can touch with reality. Keep your lamps all trimmed and burning for the bridegroom watching. We know we're living in the season of time for the coming of the Lord. I know we know he's going to come in my lifetime. I know that. And I'm already living on borrowed time. And the world, it keeps on going down the road of life, as if it's going to continue on forever, just as it was in the days of Noah, just as it was at the destruction of Jerusalem. They're doing their thing, and overnight, just as it was back in the days of Belshazzar, they were having their party and their powwows and their sex orgies and all the garbage that's involved with the pleasures of this world. Little did they know that the judgment is looming on the right. It's just the same thing today. We can't go nowhere. You probably know we can't go nowhere to visit because people are not interested in what we have to say. Yeah, they might want to see you go visit them or me by myself, but they can't accept both of us, you know what I'm saying? Like the other day, my son called me, I should go visit my siblings back in the colony. Well, they might be willing to accept me to go visit, but will they accept you? We're not going anywhere with each other. And when I go somewhere, you go with me. When you go somewhere, I go with you. That's just the way the Lord set this thing up. And there's not too many places that you and I can go. We went to see this guy. I kind of grew up with him yesterday. And he's about the only one that we can go visit, the two of us. Anywhere else, if the two of us go visit, he don't have no part of us. But see, it's just the way it is. We learn to accept that, and we learn to live with it. It's just the way it is. They might want us, but they don't want what we stand for. Mm-hmm. See, we stand for truth here in these closing days of time. Mm-hmm. And they don't even know. They want the same thing, but they don't know what they want because when we introduce them to the prophet, like yesterday, you flat out ask that guy if he believes in the prophet, and he was completely he couldn't grasp it, you know.
That's right.
And that's the only message we have. That here it is in the church in the Laodicea, our foremost, the front and center. God sent a prophet, and if you bring anything else with you when you visit with us, we're not interested in your garbage because it's driven by the spirit of Satan.
Right.
Driven by these demonic forces, by these seducing spirits. Yeah, they come in here time or two and they try to sell us their wares. But we're not interested. We know we're stabilized. You send out these clips on YouTube, but we're not interested. We have a clip that's solid. This is going to be eternal life here in the church. God did send the angel.
Yeah.
That angel, he linked up with the vocal cord of Brother Branham. And if you don't bring that with you, you're wasting your time on it. Because it's all just a bunch of tables of bum. That garbage that John Hague and these tubs out there, we're addressing the spirit behind these people. They're nothing but weaponry of mad deception. And you see, like I say, Satan is having a heyday because the people, they're so ignorant, they don't even bother looking at it. I can tell them time and time, God sent the prophet. But instead of going checking it out, what's he talking about? Let's go see what he says. It says over in Malachi chapter 4, it says over and over, God is going to send us that prophet before the great and dreadful day of the Lord comes. Mm-hmm. And that's we're living that season of time where the dreadful day of the Lord is just up the road here. Like mm-hmm. I see, we're addressing the spirit, the deceptive spirit that's mm-hmm. rampant here in these closing days of time.
That's right. It says in 1 John 4, Beloved, believe not every spirit. So we know that there are all uh-huh. kinds of spirits out there. But try the spirits, whether they are of God, because many false prophets are gone out into the world. Hereby know ye the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesseth that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is of God. And every spirit that confesseth not that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is not of God. And this is the spirit of Antichrist, whereof ye have heard that it should come, and even now already is in the world. Ye are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. See, when the Lord saved me on the colony, I listened to all kinds of preachers on the radio, and my spirit, when I look back now, my spirit was searching for something. Mm-hmm. It was really going through everything, searching for something. Like, I didn't really know what it was, because sometimes I would be up all night listening to all kinds of programs on the radio, searching for something. And it wasn't until I came to the end of myself, I said, Lord, there's got to be something more. I don't know what it is. And that's when he brought me to the ministry of Brother Branham. That's why it says here, hereby know ye the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesseth that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is of God. See, that's the same way with the Laodicea Church Hour. Every spirit that confesses that God sent the prophet, that is according to the scripture, like you were saying, Malachi 4, that he's going to send the spirit of Elijah before the coming of the dreadful day of the Lord. See, that spirit of Elijah was here on the earth in the 20th century. God sent the prophet to turn our hearts back to the faith of the early church. See, that's the spirit of God. And that's any voice out there that does not lead you to that is the spirit of Antichrist. That's why, you call them these, that's why Jesus said, I give you power to tread on serpents and scorpions, because if they don't bring that with them, mm-hmm. they're gonna lead you astray, because I know what I went through looking for something, like you really searching for what you don't know what it is, but when you come to it, when I came to the ministry of Brother Jackson, that's when my soul and my spirit said, I found mm-hmm. it. I didn't even know I was looking for something, but my soul and spirit, they were looking for something, because God had something on this earth, that spirit of the eagle, to combat that spirit of that pale gray horse rider, that Antichrist spirit. And that you can see the difference there, how Satan went riding with that pale horse rider to deceive people. And then there's the spirit of the eagle, that you can rise above all these noise out there, all these voices, the spirit of the Antichrist out there to lead people astray. You know, it's just that simple. That's why you can you can address the spirit, a person, when you see dear thugs. The first time I ever heard the word thugs was with Brother Mims and Davis. I never heard the word before, thugs, but they could say it really with emphasis. And you really could know what the word thugs mean. But really, when you're addressing people, you're really addressing the spirit that's driving a person. Like when Jesus, he went to tried to go to the Samaritans, and because his face was set to Jerusalem, they did not receive him. And then his disciples, they said to him, should we call out fire from heaven to destroy them? And Jesus said, do you know what spirit you're of? See, there you can see that everything is driven by a spirit. It's either the spirit of God or the spirit of of Satan. And then you can differentiate what it is. If people do not bring it with them, that God sent a prophet, all these other voices out there will lead you astray. Because that's the voice that God had on earth to take us back to the faith of the early church. And that's that voice that led you right to the ministry of Brother Jackson.
See, back in the days of John, you could read John over and over and over again, because John could see what the devil was after. He was after that baptism. He was after the God, because Satan has an objective, and that's what he was attacking, the church. He was trying to attack the Godhead, and all around that universal Christian world back then, that John and Apostle Paul, they felt that pressure from that spirit of Satan, trying to downplay the Godhead, trying to bring in, because he had a main objective. In 325 AD, his objective finally came to a head. But he was just working at this, and John detected it. That's why he says, so for anybody that does not bring that with him, that don't even listen, don't even wish him Godspeed. And today, if John was here, what he would say, exactly what you and I have been saying, if you don't bring the fact that God sent the prophet here in this closing day, then we are not even worth talking and listening to you. Because we talked with that guy we went to see yesterday. You flat out told him, I wanted to ask you a question. Did you know here in this closing day that God sent the prophet? He was completely immune to it. And on every time we see him, all he wants to do is preach. But he hasn't even come to grade one. He doesn't even know that God sent the prophet. But see, this is what the devil is attacking. Here in this closing, if he can veer you away from the fact that here in the church here, the Laodicea, God sent the prophet, then he's got you. He's got you hoodwinked, and he's taking you out to hell and that. And that's why I say that's the only message we have. If you don't bring that with you, when you want to visit with us, we're not interested in all that filth out there they call religion. And we're not interested in these communes. Because I went, like I keep saying, I went with a fine-tooth comb. I went and put that old community living into the microscope of the scripture. And there was absolutely not one church age messenger that promoted that community style living. It was introduced by Satan. And if you want to really know, go back and listen to the history of communist Russia and communist China, how they operate. Behind it is the spirit of Satan. And here, back when Martin Luther was here, I keep saying it over and over again, but you got to keep repeating it, because you're dealing with a bunch of people that are completely brainwashed. They think that's the only life they know. Now we're coming along and we're telling them that thing is not of God. It's of the devil, that community style living. There's nothing godly about it. It take away the control. You can't serve the Lord in that system, because the hierarchy won't let you. These toads and these serpents and these scorpions. You're battling with the spirit of Satan. And I don't know how God's going to deal with it, but you and I, we finally wormed our way out of that, out of these religious hellholes, and we finally found ourselves, we're free now. We're free now to do whatever the Lord puts on our heart to do. But then that compound, you're not free to do nothing. And, it's just that simple. And when we address them so strong, we don't even address it strong enough. When we call them tugs, We call them serpents. We call them scorpions because we're addressing the spirit behind
right.
So that they can come to their senses and realize who's driving, who's the driving force behind that commune living. It's the spirit. It's a religious spirit.
Mm-hmm.
The spirit of Satan. And I know it's a pretty tough sell. That's why people get turned off when we speak so plainly. And we address these people, and sometimes, like I say, sometimes they call out their name because we know the spirit behind it.
Mm-hmm.
It's the spirit of deception to the point where even Jesus said that at the last days, the deception will be of such a magnitude that it'll deceive the very elect. So when you get up in the morning and you're living in that compound, you've got to remember one thing. I am being deceived. It's just that simple. Because the whole universe is charged up with deception.
Mm-hmm.
Weapons of man's deception. Wherever you turn, it's all just deception. There's not one person on YouTube, there's not one person out there, one church on, that'll promote
mm-hmm.
what you and I are telling people.
Mm-hmm.
We're the only two people that'll give you the full counsel of God, that'll give you the full package, and it's something that every human being on the face of this earth
mm-hmm.
is looking for. But they don't know where to look, like you and I. We were looking and looking. I know someday I'm going to find it, but I was searching, and I didn't even know really what I was searching for. But it's like you say, when I found it, I knew exactly this is
mm-hmm.
it. When I heard Brother Jackson preach one day, and then I asked the man, and I says, who is this man that would take the word of God with such precision, accuracy, and place it exactly where it belongs? And it was the ministry of Brother
mm-hmm.
Jackson, which was actually the ministry of that angel to the church. He deleted it. He just took the book, of course, of Raymond M. Jackson, took his makeup, his figure of speech, his voice, his vocal cord, everything to combine it and to combat Satan here in his closing days of time. And it was music to my ear. I was sitting under his ministry for 10 years. And then the Lord took him off the scene, and like I say, and he was testing us, and then they found you and I faithful to continue on with the program, because God knew at the end that people are going to be looking for it. Well, you and I, we have the answer. But if they want to come on board, if they want to pay the price, if they want to be identified with us, if they want to continue to crucify the flesh, if they want to be part of it, and if they want to be led back to the apostolic faith of our fathers, well, come on board. Enjoy the scenery, because it's the only thing that's out there that will take you to that rapture. You could talk to any Tom, Dick, and Harry out there that's ever gone to church. All they want to talk about, the rapture. We think it's going to be this year. When do you think the rapture? Like that guy we went to see yesterday, visited with him yesterday. All they talk about the rapture. Well, I've come to the conclusion the rapture really doesn't matter.
Mm-hmm.
You and I, we're just living, we're just continuing on with the Lord. And when the rapture will happen, fine and dandy, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Until then, we're about the Lord's business. That's what we're doing. We're not going out there every morning waiting for the rapture, waiting
mm-hmm.
for the rapture, waiting for the rapture. It doesn't matter. If you were walking with the Lord,
yeah.
when the rapture happens, He'll just
That's
come and
right.
do what He does every day. He keeps us informed, and He moves with us, and He wants us to talk about that spirit that we are driving, the driving force behind all these tongues, these serpents, these scorpions, these people, these agents of Satan. Behind it is the spirit of Satan.
Mm-hmm.
That's all we're trying to do here today, to clear things up, that behind it is that spirit of Satan, a religious spirit. And finally we're free of them. And then once we got out of it, grace and truth, that was the last frontier, and then the Lord gave us our assignment. Now we can, just the two of us, we can put it out there. For that lost and dying world out there. People that are searching, and it's right here, right at your fingertip. We're trying to tell you every day where it's at, you know, because we're driven by that angel here in the closing Jesus. He moves on us to say the things we're saying. We're just contending on with the program, just like Brother Branham back in his hour, then Brother Jackson in his hour, and we're just here putting the finishing touches to it. And here in our lifetime, there will be a rapture. But like I say, we're not consumed about the rapture. We're consumed one thing and one thing to be about the Lord's business on a day-to-day basis. And when the time will come for that rapture, it'll just come down and then he'll take us up to glory. Mm-hmm. Just that simple. And in the meantime, we've got to do what we got to do on a day-to-day basis. Mm-hmm. It's all the only job description we have.
Well, it lines up with Enoch. It says, Enoch walked with God, mm-hmm. and he was not. So it's a day-to-day walking with God, and then one day when the rapture happens, it'll happen. But it's not something that you put so much energy and focus on that you forget to live. Mm-hmm. And walk with God in the present. You know, some people, when Brother Jackson said 2004 and a half is the cutoff of the grace age, and then the people, they started doing some calculations. Oh, I got enough money saved up until that time. I think I can retire. I can do this and that, and I'm good for then. See, that's a carnality. Enoch walked with God every day in the present, walked with him, and then the day when that time came that God took mm-hmm. him. And that's how it has to be with us. If the spring comes around and you want to plant a garden, plant it as if you're going to be here till the fall. That's how it is walking with God. You live in the present and worship him and glorify him and live before him holy and upright. And then when the day does come, make sure that God's going to make sure you'll be there if you walk with him. There's a lot of people that think they walk with him, but to really walk with him is to find that place in Christ, you know, find that righteousness for your day and hour. There's a lot of people, every church out there, like I talked to a lady not too long ago, she said, you should go back to church, get rid of bitterness because they believe the rapture is going to be this year. And if you're not in their denomination or church, then you're going to not be in the rapture. See, that's threatening people. Mm-hmm. You walk with God and work out your salvation with fear and trembling. That's with fear and trembling, not being content in some organization. And you don't want to be lukewarm. In the age we're living in, people have adjusted their ears to lukewarm teachings. And that's why when they hear us, it's so salty that it's hard for them to handle that. Mm-hmm. But we don't want to be those that Jesus spews out of his mouth because you're lukewarm and neither hot nor cold. Hot and cold is telling people the truth no matter what it costs you. At the end, you have to look at the end. You want to save their soul. And in saving their soul, you have to tell people the truth.
Yeah, we tell the truth of the matter, because out there, God knew exactly what's going to be out mm-hmm. there, and he's closing the other time. And he knew our makeup, he knew he's going to bring us together, and he knew that you and I are just going to continue with the program, and we knew that we're going to be salty, he knew we're going to do exactly, put that thing out there that every human being on the face of this earth is looking for. They don't mm-hmm. They don't know what they're looking for. Mm-hmm. But if they just step back, just mm-hmm. step back and look at it, and go put a little bit of effort in, and study about what Malachi 4 says, behold, I'll send Elijah the prophet, and then you go, you can tap on onto your internet, on the Voice of God recording, all his servants are on there, and you can just tap in and enjoy the scene, or enjoy that spiritual food for your day and hour, because we got nothing else to say out there. This is the main thing, like back in the days of John, like you were just reading, back in the days of John, John knew exactly what the Spirit of Satan was after. He didn't know the final end of it, but he knows Satan is attacking the church with his antichrist, and then he is addressed it, and he said, whoever does not bring that with that Jesus Christ came in the flesh, and that was the devil. That was the devil was attacking, because Satan he's pretty shrewd. He has an objective in mind, and if you know what his objective was back in the days, ways of Constantine, his objective was to destroy that water baptism, the foundation of Christianity. Right? 2 verse 38, and in 325 AD, he succeeded. And he hijacked Acts 238 and brought in his own diabolical satanic water baptism. That's why when we talk to these Hutterites, they're going to get baptized a bunch of people. They call it baptism, but it really, they're forcing people, coercing people, and to make an pact with the devil, because behind it all is the spirit of Satan. And they do it wholesale because they're ignorant as a duck, blind as a bat. They're completely clueless because they don't want to be taught. Now, I told them that back in 1996 about this baptism, but they'll go on down to this day, down the road, leading their young people down to hell and that. And they come in, oh, God is really moving amongst the young people. But see, we know the spirit of it. We know the spirit behind it. All it is taking the vow to hell and death. And they won't even, they're not even aware of it. Because he succeeded in boiling that frog. You know the story about that frog. You just put it in hot water, she'll jump right out. But you put it in lukewarm water, she's having a great time. That frog does in that lukewarm water. Then you turn up the heat, and she doesn't even know she's being cooked. That's the same way they did with society today. They don't know that that preacher out there, he's cooking her. Slowly, bit by bit, feeding her this poison. At the end of the day, he's got you out in hell and that. Behind it is the spirit of Satan. And that preacher, he doesn't even know that he's driven by the spirit of Satan. Because he does not bring the fact that here in the 20th century, God sent a prophet. In fact, he'll do everything he can to make sure nobody gets a hold of it. Like when I told about, don't listen to Sam and then all that stuff. And just put him on the outs and don't even listen to him. But see, we're just doing our job on a day-to-day basis, and we're doing exactly what the Bible says. If they don't want you in one city, just take the dust off and go into the other city. And if they do that there, just keep on going, because the truth is marching on, and we're marching with it. Just that sentence.
Right. Amen. Heavenly Father, we just come before you, Lord, and we just want to help people to understand that everything is driven by His Spirit. And that's why we can expose the unfruitful works of darkness, because behind these unfruitful works of darkness, there's a spirit that's driving them, Lord. And we just want to help people to know the difference between, we're not attacking no individual person, but we're targeting those spirits that's on these people, Lord, to deceive people and to lead them astray, Lord, because we know what you've done in this hour. And John said there's many voices that have gone out and false prophets. And then that's the first thing that people all know, that there's false prophets out there. But we can discern the spirits, Lord, and see if they're from God. And we found it to be in your word that you send a prophet in this day and age, the Malachi, the spirit of Elijah, to turn our hearts back to the faith of the early church. And that's what Brother Branham did. So we're just letting people know the truth, so the truth can set them free. We give you thanks. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.